Build alliances and trust. Building alliances and trust with influential stakeholders and decision makers is vital, because even the best and most reliable benefits assessments and analysis can go to waste if decision makers do not act on the information. Therefore, design teams need good analysts to reliably estimate benefits, as well as persons who are adept at selling and marketing these benefits to stakeholders. The presenters on the team need a strategy for the best way to sell initiatives that takes into account the management and leadership styles of the people they need to influence, the degree of office politics involved, and likely reactions. This process should also involve listening to feedback and incorporating it into plans when feasible, because this is the best way to gain support. If a person is still resistant, try to get them to agree to a course of action that would help them to become more confident in the benefits. Providing incremental project benefits, such as well-timed quick wins, is an important way to build alliances and trust as a transformation moves from planning and into implementation. Some decision makers or stakeholders may also want to see their areas or certain projects be higher in priority. Teams can determine when project interdependencies and other criteria allow for some reprioritization. When this is the case, the design team lead could let that person influence project priority. Building alliances and trust is especially important for strategic initiatives. Just because the evangelist or another stakeholder can see the logic in these business decisions does not mean that anyone else will be swayed by logic alone. Relationship building is critical, because many of these initiatives will require increasing operational headcount to generate the savings. Executives tend to be wary of adding to headcount. They may not trust that benefits estimates are accurate. Executives may have an underlying bias that new employees won't generate anywhere near the envisioned savings. Similarly, projects with large capital investment requirements will face significant headwind. These issues often stem from executives being promised a particular ROI on a project and the reality being underperformance. While most estimators work to be conservative in benefits estimates, the bias tends toward optimism frequently. The result is that executives are likely to impose constraints on project headcount and funding. If this results in insufficient scope, it could threaten transformation success. Therefore, one way to build alliances and trust with executives may be to offer up some budget or staff cuts elsewhere to get the critical mass of funding and staffing that is needed.